Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the back porch, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Cook. Husband and wife are seated side by side on the top step at one. The former is speaking at the moment, and we hear him say...
Erickson sure is the cute one for figuring out smart angles.
Well, I don't call this angle so smart.
He's certainly ingenious.
Yeah, I suppose, if a person admires rotten little stingy tricks.
I don't admire rotten little stingy tricks, Abe.
Boy, if he's not the prize landlord.
Did the idea of his giving your home away as an anniversary present make you feel uncomfortable?
Yes, it did, kind of.
Here comes Raymond Belcher Berman, the brainy bum from Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi.
Keep off the grass.
Okay.
Mr. Erickson himself thought his little trick was cute. He as much as said so. Tittered, don't you know, and winked. My daughter Beulah's wedding anniversary comes along next week, he said, and it's up to her old papa to produce a present. I'm going to give her this house. Well, he's not going to give her the deed to it or anything. The ownership's really not going to change.
Maybe Beulah will collect the rent?
No, I asked him that.
Looks like rain.
You look like rain your own self.
Okay. I receive any telephone calls?
Uh-uh.
Brutus Johnson was going to get in touch with me on a very trivial matter.
Telephone has rung all afternoon long.
Move over a little, Garvin. I'll sit down.
Oh,
not that much trouble to move over a little.
I never get a moment's rest.
No, I guess not.
Fresh. Mr. Erickson's going to give this house to his daughter.
Really?
Anniversary present.
We have to move out?
No.
Will his daughter be our landlord?
No. Nothing has changed, Vic. We'll pay our rent to Erickson just as we've always done. Beulah don't get any benefit. See, he's not even given her the deed to the house.
All she gets out of it is the privilege of telling her friends she owns property on Virginia Avenue.
That's all.
Our landlord is a sweet old landlord and a very cagey operator.
He might just as well make his daughter a present of the People's Bank building.
He don't own the People's Bank building.
No, he don't.
Like Vernon Pagel. When he paid Leland Richards the 87 cents he owed him.
Huh.
Makes a very comical anecdote. Full of chuckles and side-splitting belly laughs. Good for a convulsive titter every trip. I've seen fellas roar like hyenas.
Well, tell it if you're going to tell it. Don't just sit there describing it all afternoon.
Well, Vernon owed Leland this 87 cents, see? He owed it to him a good long while. Finally, one evening, he come around to Leland's residence and got him up from the supper table. Leland, he said, putting his hand on Leland's shoulder, Leland, I'm sorry I've let my 87-cent debt drag along such a long time. Leland, he said, and tears filled his eyes, I am proud and happy to present you with this document. Appreciate what the document was?
No.
An IOU. His personal IOU for 87 cents. All written fancy on his mother's stylish purple stationery. And tears come to Leland's eyes. Vernon, he said, squeezing Vernon's hand, I thank you. And Leland didn't realize till an hour later he hadn't actually been paid.
Side-splitting story, all right.
Well, heck.
I haven't told you the good parts of Erickson's stunt yet.
Haven't you?
He asked me how much it had cost to buy enough red ribbon to go around the house.
Red ribbon?
His idea is to wrap up the house in red ribbons. Streamers, don't you know?
Oh, the way you do up a box of candy?
Uh-huh. See, you run a length of red ribbon clear around the house, and at the front door have a big, elaborate bow with maybe some flowers and a little envelope with a card inside that says, To Beulah on her 7th wedding anniversary from her affectionate papa.
Well, say.
Like Smelly Clark.
The day of the anniversary, he'll invite Beulah and her husband out for a stroll after supper and lead them around here.
Surprise, huh?
Sure.
Like Smelly Clark.
Beulah will say, Why, Papa, what is the ribbon doing on the house?
Open the envelope and read the card, darling.
Why, Papa, you old big-hearted sweetheart, you.
Nothing of it, Cardi.
Like Smelly Clark.
Actually, he's not giving away anything.
No.
Why, you know what he told me this afternoon. Miss Cook, the house will be Beulah sometime anyway. He didn't wink when he said that, but he come awful close to it.
Like Smelly Clark.
I asked him, I said, Mr. Erickson, I said, you don't mean your daughter and her man might move in here, do you? Oh, no, he said, nothing like that. Think I'd give up good renters like you people?
Mm.
Then he come awful close to winking again.
Mm.
Like Smelly Clark.
Well, Mr. Erickson, I said, will we pay our rent to your daughter? No, sirree, sir, he said. You'll continue to pay your rent to me.
Mm.
And I said, are you giving your daughter the ownership of the property? No, he said, the deed will remain in my possession.
He's a catbird, that guy.
Isn't he, though?
Like Smelly Clark.
Oh, what about Smelly Clark?
Nobody's interested.
I thirst to hear an anecdote concerning Smelly Clark.
Well, Smelly took it in his noodle one time to present his father with an expensive birthday gift. He went downtown to see what they had in the different stores.
Hey, Willie, Mr. Erickson made a suggestion about you. This is funny, Vic. Why couldn't Rush dress up like Cupid?
What?
Yeah, he said, on the day of the anniversary, I'll invite Beulah and her husband to go for a walk after supper. And we'll stroll around here, and they'll see the ribbons and the flowers. And I was thinking maybe Rush could be dressed up like Cupid and come running outdoors and hand Beulah the envelope with the card inside.
Kind of a big, clumsy, lumbering Cupid for my money.
What did you say to that proposal, Mom?
I just laughed. I said I thought you were a pretty large boy to prance around barefooted, wearing a little flimsy skirt and flowers in your hair.
Holy smoke, yes.
So we threw that particular idea in the trash bucket.
I hope.
Well, is Erickson going to go through with the red ribbon stunt?
No. I told him enough ribbon to go clear around the house would be very expensive. Of course, that put the kibosh on that. He hinted around, didn't I have some ribbon, but I said no. Oh, he's some dandy old landlord, that landlord.
Swindling his own daughter.
Yeah.
Like Cracky Otto.
He made me feel like kind of a halfway Confederate.
Uh-huh.
The way he winked and tittered and grinned.
Uh-huh.
As much as to say, we're sure putting one over on him this trip, eh, partner?
Mm.
Like Cracky Otto.
This property will belong to Beulah sometime anyway, Miss Gook. Why, for a minute there, I thought he was going to poke me in the ribs.
Like Cracky Otto.
Well, what about Cracky Otto?
He went to take a violin lesson and never had any violin.
Mm-hmm.
His uncle gave him a violin, and arrangements was made with a violin professor to teach him how to play on it. Well, the evening before the day he was due to take his first lesson, he hit a friend of his over the head with the violin and smashed it. Well, naturally, he was afraid to tell his father and mother what happened, so he never mentioned it. However, he went to the professor's house and said he was all set to take a lesson. Professor said, where's your violin? Cracky said, never mind about the violin. Just go ahead with the instructions. Well, Professor said he couldn't teach anybody to play a violin that didn't have a violin. Just go ahead with the instructions, Cracky told him. I'll just pretend I got a violin. The violin professor flew into a towering rage and kicked him outdoors.
Well, what's that got to do with what we were talking about?
Nothing. Just a comical anecdote is all.
Oh.
Father Erickson suggests you and me dress up for the occasion?
Never mentioned it.
I was thinking it'd be nice if I wore a tuxedo and you wore an evening gown.
Uh-huh.
We could sit out on the front porch and wave our handkerchiefs when Erickson arrived with his daughter and her man.
Yes, and holler, happy wedding anniversary.
Like Heine Kohl.
What about Heine Kohl?
When Frieda got married.
Well, what about Heine Kohl when Frieda got married?
He skulked around the church moaning, I've lost a sister, but I've gained a brother-in-law. I've lost a sister, but I've gained a brother-in-law.
Yeah, I remember that. Smart Alec.
He acted like his heart was broken. Matter of fact, he was just showing off.
Golly, but that landlord of ours.
He's a sweet old landlord, and we love him.
Yes, sir. Hey, it's starting to sprinkle.
I told you it looked like rain.
You look like rain your own self.
Okay.
Well, come on, Willie. Help me close the windows.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up the next block.